Welcome back to day 17 of the 21 Days of Calm. Today we're going to explore a slightly softer practice than yesterday's. We're going to discuss the concept of allowing. Allowing comes up all over the place in mindfulness. We practice it with non-reactivity, when we ride the waves of life and adapt to their circumstances, and when we let go, accepting things as they are. Because there are so many subtle nuances in mindfulness, we'll often look at concepts from slightly different angles. It's kind of like how you can watch a movie at one point in your life and then watch it again years later and find your experience of it completely changes. Different things resonate at different times, depending on your knowledge base and where you are in the moment. So it's helpful to explore aspects of mindfulness from various angles because you never know what will resonate, what will help you feel into a concept better, and what will stick. So let's look at allowing from a slightly different angle as we practice. Start by sitting comfortably with a straight back and rest your hands in your lap. Allow your eyes to close gently. Let your body settle in and begin to relax. As you become still, bring your attention to the breath. Notice its rising and falling. With each out-breath, let your body become heavy, sinking deeper into your chair or cushion. Like ocean waves, the breath flows in and out. Notice its rhythm in your body. Observe each inhale and exhale. Notice how the breath draws into your body and leaves your body. You don't have to do anything special or regulate it in any way. Just breathe naturally. Notice how your breath feels as it draws in on the inhale and out on the exhale. There's nothing to achieve, nothing to fix, except each moment as it is. Allow this experience to be whatever it is without needing it to look a specific way. Each time your mind wanders off, return to the breath, relaxing into this moment, this time, this place. Each time your mind wanders off, accept that the mind has wandered. Gently bring it back again and focus on the breath. You can even congratulate yourself for having returned your attention back to its point of focus. Each time the mind is drawn to distraction or sensation, simply note what you experience. If you hear a sound, silently say to yourself, "Hearing," without thinking further about the sound. If you notice a particular sensation, you might say warmth or coolness, pressure or tightness. You may find yourself distracted by emotions, so label what you feel. happiness or sadness, fear or excitement. You can even know where your mind is if you fall into planning or reminiscing or grasping or aversion. Each time your mind notes something, repeat the word until you feel it's sufficiently acknowledged or it begins to soften or disappear. Labeling out loud sometimes assists in deepening concentration, so you can label out loud or silently in your mind. Each time you finish noting an emotion or sensation, return to the breath. Notice how your mind jumps around, traveling all over the map of your body. You may move from thought to emotion to sensation and back to thought again within just a few seconds' time. Accept everything that comes up. Some distractions will be more prominent than others. This is a practice of acceptance, so allow that to happen. Notice that all emotions have underlying sensations and can be felt. If you're bored or tired or restless, these will cause sensations in the body. Treat all sensations equally, paying attention to where they occur. Place your awareness on each sensation and note what it is. You may be drawn towards an itch on your shoulder or a tingling sensation at the top of your head. Practice labeling the parts of your body wherever you notice sensation. Don't judge it as good or bad. It's just sensation. So, for example, your noting may sound like this: shoulder, forehead, knee, heaviness, foot, thinking, joy, itching, hand. Allow whatever arises to do whatever it naturally wants to do. If it wants to stay there, fine. If it wants to move, that's also fine. This is how we practice acceptance and allowance. Whether the sensations are comfortable or uncomfortable, we treat them all the same. Accepting and allowing all that arises. Let the sound of my voice rest in the background, placing the awareness of your body in the foreground. Continue to note out loud any sensations, emotions, and thoughts. Whenever you're pulled away, it's fine. This is the nature of the mind and sensation. It pulls us in all kinds of direction. Let this happen without judgment. Note what you observe out loud or silently in a gentle way. When you're aware of any thought, emotion, or sensation, acknowledge its presence and try to create some space for it. Don't hold on to or resist anything. Simply acknowledge whatever comes up with acceptance. Observe everything with a gentle curiosity. After it passes, go back to the breath until you're pulled to another thought or sensation. Continue to observe and allow. The opposite of grasping is allowing. So allow whatever comes up to come up. Accepting what arises without making it wrong. If there's anger, let there be anger. If there's joy, let there be joy. If there's sadness, let there be sadness. It's when we make the sadness wrong, telling ourselves we shouldn't be experiencing it, that our emotions intensify. When we stop resisting that which is, without adding any commentary or judgment, the sadness comes and the sadness goes. Why shouldn't we be sad? Sometimes sadness happens. Allow things to be as they are in each moment. As you continue the practice of noting, you'll find when different emotional states arise through the day, they'll tend to flow through you without getting in the way so much. And as the practice finishes, keeping your eyes closed, bring your attention to your whole body, noticing how it feels. Gently wiggle your fingers and toes, come back to the room, and slowly open your eyes. Notice if there's a spaciousness that comes with a mind of allowing. Congratulations for completing day 17 of the 21 Days of Calm. Tomorrow we'll be discussing the concept of impermanence. Have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you then.